A group of 300 scientists and practitioners have called for a drastic rethink of the accelerated rate of land clearing around the country. The deforestation experts signed a declaration calling on state and federal governments to strengthen legislation which would radically decrease land clearing to tackle climate change, help farmers and reduce bushfire risk. Viktor Petrovich asked Associate Professor of Wildlife Ecology from Deakin University, Ewan Ritchie, whether land clearing in Australia has ever faltered since colonisation.
Look, I think what we've seen in Australia is sort of fluctuation in periods where we've had really quite significant amounts of land clearing and they've had a devastating impact on the environment. And then occasionally we've seen changes to laws that have protected the vegetation that we have and strengthened those laws. But unfortunately, we've also seen periods where they've been reversed. And so we've really sort of fluctuated a lot in terms of going between periods where we're losing a lot of vegetation and periods where we preserve our vegetation. But the point is, we've lost substantial amounts of native vegetation since Europeans arrived roughly 230 years ago.
And what are the impacts of that?
Yeah, there's a wide range of effects of vegetation loss. It can contribute to increased fire risk, exacerbate droughts, as well as, of course, contribute to issues like salinity, which, of course, is a big issue of agriculture, and as well as biodiversity loss. So once we clear habitats, of course, that means we lose the homes for animals as well as, of course, the plants themselves. And so there's really a wide range of impacts on land clearing that we need to address.
And I understand that land clearing can also have devastating impacts for Australian farmers as well.
That's right. Look, we've obviously in the middle, unfortunately, of quite a severe drought. And also we've seen some pretty significant fires in some parts of Australia as well. And by clearing lots of vegetation, that can actually exacerbate those risks. And so by opening up vegetation, that can make areas drier, which means that there's a higher likelihood that fires might start. Also, by removing vegetation, we are contributing emissions to the global climate change issue, and therefore fires are also more likely to start as well. And yeah, by not having vegetation, that can really compound the drought because you get drier areas, which means the local climate, if you like, the microclimate of an area changes from being a bit wetter, perhaps, to more drier conditions, therefore compounding already existing droughts, which are only predicted to get worse with climate change. And so clearing really is not really doing any favours at all for farmers and so forth, let alone biodiversity.
And you and hundreds of other Australian scientists have now signed a declaration calling for some change in this area. What are you guys advocating for?
Essentially, we need a return to stronger land clearing laws that really protect native vegetation, so to prevent any further loss, particularly of old vegetation, but even significant regrowth vegetation as well has value. We've lost a huge amount of vegetation already since European arrival, and we can't afford to lose significant amounts more vegetation. And it's worth bearing in mind that many of our forests and woodlands and so forth can take well over 100 years to recover to a state where biodiversity can use them as well. And so we really need to be thinking about long time periods even before we're going to see recovery. And the other point to make too is that we're spending roughly $2.6 billion trying to abate the impacts of climate emissions as part of the Emissions Reduction Fund. And yet, clearing in Queensland alone in just a few years, if we were to try and replant the trees as a result of that, would take about that amount of money. So we're really cutting down huge amounts of trees while at the same time trying to invest in tree planting and reducing carbon emissions. So that really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Can you speak to that link between land clearing and negative impacts on climate change?
Yeah, so of course, once we cut down trees, we therefore lose the ability of those trees to store carbon. And that's obviously particularly important. We know that's one of the most important things we can do. And so if we're losing trees and also potentially burning trees when they're cut down, we're therefore losing huge amounts of carbon into the atmosphere, which is therefore only adding to the significant problem we already have. And then, of course, with higher amounts of carbon in the atmosphere, we're accelerating climate change and therefore accelerating the risks associated with climate change, which include increased fire risk and increased severity of fires, as well as periods of drought as well.
And just finally, do you think we're approaching a tipping point in which we've cleared so much that it might not regenerate for a long, long time?
Look, there's no question we've done a huge amount of damage already, but it's never too late to start doing the right thing. And so really we're calling on governments and our leaders to make the right decisions to protect the environment, but also to protect our economy and the cultural and social values that are associated with native vegetation. So it's never too late to start.
Associate Professor of Wildlife Ecology from Deakin University, Ewan Ritchie, ending that report by Viktor Petrovich. And there'll be a link to the declaration on our website, which is thewire.org.au.